Most of the Google Glass technology is already incorporated in smartphones, but Google researchers thought of using it in an unprecedented way. Chris Dale is the senior manager of communications for Google Glass.
So Google Glass is a tiny computer that sits in a lightweight frame, just like this, and rests neatly above your eye, and it makes exploring and sharing the world around you a lot easier.
The frame has a tiny video screen and a camera that connect wirelessly to the internet through a smartphone. But what can you actually do with Google Glass?
So that's the million-dollar question, I guess.
Unsure about how Google Glass could or would be used, or how people would react to it, Google decided to enlist volunteers to test the new device. The goal was twofold: see what innovative ways people would come up with to use it, and to attract developers to create new apps.
We look at glass and wearable computing in general as the next platform in computing.
Dale says an average person uses a smartphone 150 times a day, and Google Glass makes that technology available more quickly because it can respond to voice commands. The device is turned on by tapping one side of the frame. When you say OK Glass, the screen shows a range of options, including search the web, take a picture, take video, send a message, and search for directions. Swiping the frame with a finger scrolls the menu up and down. Google Glass transmits sound through vibration against the head. It has a medium resolution camera, about 5 megapixels, and the projected image is like watching an iPhone screen. Seth Rosenblatt, senior writer for CNET News, says while it's interesting to be able to do internet-related tasks with nothing in your hand, wearing the device in public attracts a lot of attention.
They've done something very interesting with technology, but in terms of social interactions, they've got a very long road ahead of them.
Rosenblatt says its real potential will be tested by the public.
I think the real test for Google Glass is going to be out on the street. How are average people going to react when they're forced to interact with somebody wearing Google Glass?
Google says it is still testing the wearable computer, which runs on Google's Android operating system and is expected to be available by early next year. George Puttich, VOA News, Washington.